This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. In Haryana, voting is underway for the single-phase assembly election in 90 constituencies. 22.7% voter turnout was recorded till 11 a.m. The polling, which began at 7 in the morning, will conclude at 6 in the evening. Over 2 crore 3 lakh voters will decide the fate of 1,031 candidates. A total of 20,632 polling stations have been set up across the state. Chief Electoral Officer of the state, Pankaj Agarwal, said adequate security arrangements have been made at all polling stations, along with a webcasting facility to ensure free, fair and smooth voting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon people to cast their votes in record numbers and be a part of this festival of democracy. In a social media post, Mr. Modi extended best wishes to all the young voters in the state who are going to exercise their franchise for the first time. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on a day-long visit to Maharashtra today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will launch multiple development projects worth over 56,000 crore rupees in the state from Vashim and Thane. Mr. Modi will also release the 18th installment of PM Kisan scheme. Over 9.4 crore farmers across the country will receive direct financial benefits amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees. India has become the fourth economy in the world to surpass $700 billion in foreign exchange reserves, joining China, Japan and Switzerland. India's foreign exchange reserves surged by $12.588 billion to touch a new all-time high of $704.885 billion for the week ended September 27. In the previous week ended September 20, the forex reserves jumped by $2.8 billion to $692.3 billion. The sharp increase in forex reserves strengthened India's ability to cushion against global economic uncertainties and provides greater stability to its currency in the face of volatile international markets. In Chhattisgarh, police have recovered bodies of 3 more Maoists from the encounter site. The number of Maoists killed in the encounter with security forces in Abujmar area yesterday has risen to 31. The exchange of fire took place in the forest of Nendur, Thulthuli, on the border of Narayanpur and Dantewada districts yesterday, when a joint team of District Reserve Guard and Special Task Force was conducting a search operation in the area after receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the area. Security personnel have recovered LMG, AK-47 and self-loading rifle, along with many other weapons from the spot. Search operation is still going on in the area. In Jammu and Kashmir, 2 terrorists were killed as security forces foiled an infiltration bid in North Kashmir's Kupwara district. Srinagar-based Chinar Corps, in a social media post, said that an intelligence input about an infiltration attempt, a joint operation by the Indian Army and JNK police, was launched at Gugaldhar in Kupwara yesterday. The vigilant troops spotted suspicious activity in the area, which led to the exchange of firing with the terrorists. The defense authorities said that the troops, however, carried out retaliatory fire effectively that resulted in the elimination of the 2 terrorists. In the operation, warlike stores have also been recovered by the security forces. Meanwhile, the search operation in the area was underway when the reports last came in. Details are awaited. The National Investigation Agency is carrying out searches at 22 locations in Jammu and Kashmir, Uttar Pradesh, Assam and Delhi. The search operations are ongoing in connection with the case related to activities of terrorist group Jaish-e-Mohammed. India has renewed its urgent call for adopting an international treaty against terrorism, the one it first proposed nearly 30 years ago. Addressing the United Nations General Assembly's Legal Committee on Thursday, R. Maithili, a legal officer with India's UN mission, expressed deep concern over the growing strength of terrorist groups, which are now harnessing cutting-edge technologies like drones to enhance their capabilities. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, the Indian women's cricket team faced a tough start to their T20 World Cup campaign with a loss to New Zealand yesterday. Today, Australia will face Sri Lanka in a Group A match starting at 3:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.